You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 cases in Indonesia are currently among the highest in the world, causing the government to extend the country's tough restrictions until Sunday. The limits on movement, including the closure of shopping malls and a work-from-home order for non-essential workers, have been in place since earlier this month on the islands of Java and Bali and in 15 other cities across the country. But Indonesia's daily infection rate has repeatedly been around 50,000 in the past week, with the number of fatalities also staying above 1,000 for five consecutive days. It comes as a new study from the United States suggests India's real death toll from the pandemic could be as high as 4.9 million. India's official tally of more than 414,000 fatalities is the world's third highest, after the US and Brazil. But a report from the Center for Global Development says the count likely doesn't include missed deaths occurring in overwhelmed hospitals or while healthcare was delayed or disrupted, especially during India's devastating second wave earlier this year. Arvind Subramanian is the Indian government's former chief economic advisor and one of the report's co-authors. He's told the BBC he wasn't surprised by the findings.
In some ways, the surprise was the erroneous belief that India was an outlier rather than, you know, what it's turning out to be, that it's been fairly typical. Because if you look at the excess deaths per capita and compare it across the world, it's kind of within the ballpark of other countries.
But the Indian government has dismissed the report's claims as false. Shaina Nana Chudasama is the national spokeswoman for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party.
We have no reason to hide numbers and we have no reason to fudge numbers. All the information is in the public domain. So I don't think there's any question of hiding the truth from public.
In the United States, health officials estimate the highly infectious Delta variant of coronavirus accounts for 83% of the country's current cases. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says that percentage is even higher in some parts of the country, particularly those with low vaccination rates.
The message from CDC remains clear. The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool we have. We must continue to expand vaccine coverage by building trust and confidence in COVID-19 vaccines, and this is particularly important in communities of color, rural communities, and other population groups at risk.
Across the Atlantic, the resurgence of high infection numbers in the United Kingdom, sparked by the Delta variant, has resulted in the country reporting its worst daily death toll in almost 4 months. The 96 additional deaths confirmed in the past 24 hours brings the UK's tally to almost 129,000. The Delta variant is also contributing to a rapid rise in cases in France, with infections now at their highest levels since mid-May. Olivier Véran is the French health minister.
I had spoken of the risk of reaching 15,000 to 20,000 cases per day at the end of the month of July. Yesterday, there were 18,000 new infections in only 24 hours. It means that the spread of the virus has increased by 150% over a week. We have never seen this before.
And just days out from the opening ceremony, organisers of the Tokyo Olympics haven't ruled out cancelling the Games if COVID-19 cases get out of control. More than 70 infections have now been linked to the Games, and outside the athletes' village, Tokyo is reporting its second highest number of cases since late January. Toshiro Muto is the Tokyo 2020 CEO.
With regard to infections, what will happen to the status of infections? We can't predict what will happen with the number of coronavirus cases, so we will continue discussions if there is a spike in cases. I think that is all I can say at this juncture. At the five-party meeting, which was held the other day, we agreed that based on the coronavirus situation, we will convene five-party talks again. At this point, the coronavirus cases may rise or fall, so we will think about what we should do when the situation arises.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.